As the number of COVID-19 cases in Ohio continue to rise, so too do concerns about the hospital systems and their ability to handle the incoming influx of patients. When Governor Mike DeWine and Ohio Department of Health Director Dr. Amy Acton talk about flattening the curve, slowing the amount of infections, and spreading them out over time, they're hoping to reduce the load on Ohio's hospital systems. Early last week, the Ohio Department of Health ordered hospitals to cancel elective surgeries. Acton says that was one of many moves to try and prepare hospitals.
We're doing policies to relieve the healthcare system burdens, and that was our trying to get rid of elective surgeries, getting our equipment from out in the field in. We're doing amazing things, converting anesthesia machines to ventilators. We're doing all sorts of things to increase that system, but you should know we will be having to build additional beds, just like you're seeing in places like New York.
Ohio isn't quite there yet. Acton estimates that hospitals are at 60% capacity statewide. And locally, Andy Thomas, chief medical officer of the Wexner Medical Center, says hospitals are not yet working to expand past their current buildings, mostly due to the elective surgery order.
With the cancellation or postponement of elective cases, our hospital census citywide, not just the Ohio State, but of all the systems, is significantly lower than it would be normally. So there are hundreds of beds open right now. So we're really not at any level of surge currently.
There are three possible levels of surge that hospitals are planning for, Thomas says. The first is utilizing all beds currently in the hospitals, including those that are often left empty. The second is converting other hospital spaces like conference rooms or operating rooms into patient areas. And the third and last level of surge is expanding to spaces outside the hospital entirely: dorms, nursing homes, lecture halls, arenas. Thomas says none of those moves are necessary yet. Additional guidance from the CDC has made it easier to house COVID-19 patients in the hospital, too. Originally, hospitals were instructed to keep patients in a negative pressure room, which would pull air from the room through special filters and release it outside to not contaminate other patients. That is no longer the case.
That's actually been a big step forward in terms of the CDC guidance. Now that they have just kind of more science under their belt related to the care of these patients, there's not the concern that they need the type of isolation we would give a tuberculosis patient. This is much more along the lines of influenza.
Another concern is PPE, or personal protective equipment. That includes equipment like N95 masks, gloves, and gowns that help prevent healthcare workers from being infected. Cutting back on elective surgeries is preserving that supply too. But Bruce Vanderhoff, chief medical officer at Ohio Health, says he's still concerned.
We're also using in our everyday care more personal protective equipment than historically we would have. And that means that we've got to be mindful of that supply. That supply chain is also disrupted.
Several Ohio hospitals are working with Battelle, a research institute based in Columbus, to find ways to clean PPE so that they can be reused. Ohio Health, Wexner Medical Center, and Mount Carmel are all working together to collect donations. They've opened drive-up, drop-off sites that allow people to donate supplies without ever leaving their vehicle. But that's not because they're running low. The hospitals set up the system after receiving a large number of calls from the community asking how they could donate. On a national level, Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown is pushing the Trump administration to commandeer factories under the Defense Production Act to meet the looming shortfall in resources.
They are ready to go to work to serve our country. They need coordination, guidance, and support. It mostly can't come from the legislative branch. We're trying, but it needs executive action that the administration should take immediately.
In the meantime, hospitals in central Ohio stand emptier than usual, ready for a boom of COVID-19 patients experts have assured them is coming. Paige Flager, WOSU News.